Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 12 for November 25th, 2007. Holiday beverages. Munchcast is brought to you by Kajit, the pay-as-you-go cell phone service that's right for kids and right for parents. Affordable and totally customizable. No long-term contracts. See Kajit at your local Target or find out more at KAJEET.com. Kajit! And by Audible.com. For your free audiobook and a whole lot more, visit audible.com/twit. It's time for Munchcast, and this is the show that Cammie and I get toasted in.
Well, especially this time of year.
We get wasted and toasted.
Well, we don't get wasted.
Just toasted.
Just toasty.
I raise a cup of eggnog to you, Cammie.
Belly up to the Munchcast bar, if you will. Actually, we're not even going to be talking totally about alcoholic holiday beverages because really that's kind of like Dr. Tiki's terrain. But there are lots of fast food holiday beverages out there. For
well, I have to say, this is the time of year I always look for it. I go to Starbucks. I look for the Starbucks Christmas coffees.
Mm-hmm.
I had my eggnog latte today.
Now, so you're talking about the blended beverages, not just the ground coffee that they have, like holiday.
They have that.
Holiday ground coffee.
Can
and then, of course,
you tell, though, it all tastes like coffee to me.
Yeah, but when you start going into the peppermint mocha frappuccino,
that's what I'm talking about.
Whole nother world.
That's what I'm talking about. I had an eggnog mocha today. And then, of course, they got the festive cups with the snow on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, they have a website on it, which I can't. It's small. It looks like it's redgroin.com. It's red.
Red what?
Red
it's groin.
Rogaine. Wait a minute.
Rogaine.
It's redagain.com. I'm sorry. I couldn't quite read that.
Red groin.
It's redgroin.com.
Well, you know, the thing about Starbucks is they are really good at coming out with, they have some classics, but they always have a new twist. They have the gingerbread latte.
I like that.
Yeah. I tried it. Gingerbread and latte. I don't know. The coffee and gingerbread to me wasn't so good. The eggnog latte, delish.
That's what I had today. I've always liked that. But you know, it's
peppermint,
not really.
Peppermint
mocha's good, but it's not. This is the thing that bums me out a little bit. It's not real eggnog in there.
Right. You're looking for the actual alcoholic eggnog?
No, it doesn't even have to have. I just want eggs and cream and eggnog stuff.
And nog.
What is eggnog, actually?
Well, it actually has a very long and storied history. It is a truly American beverage, actually. Some people thought it came from Europe, but actually it's related to various milk and wine punches that had been concocted long ago in Europe. But it actually is an American thing.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Before I'm distracted.
What?
I went to itsredagain.com. And it's the Starbucks. It's some sort of send a personalized greeting to friends and family, then watch your cheer chain travel the world.
So, oh, is this like Hands Across America, only it's a beverage?
Yeah, so Stephanie in San Diego. So the longest chain has, there are 13,000 cheer chains. The longest one is 3,000. This is good viral marketing. I don't even understand it. The longest chain is 3,617 long. So I guess if I sent you a greeting and then you sent the greeting along, we'd make a cheer chain.
It's like the old hair commercial, and I tell two friends,
and then what happens is, okay, so Simon sent a bird to Bill in New England, and then Bill in New England, wait a minute, what happened? Then Bill in New England
is going to end up with one red paperclip somehow.
It's kind of like that. Sent a soccer ball to Stephanie in San Diego, who sent, I don't know, red stuff.
You know,
it's seeds, and it grew flowers to James in Texas. This is. Can you hear though? You can't hear him. I gotta make the music.
You know, I'm just thinking. I don't know that Starbucks needs much more marketing. I mean, I think that they pretty much have the world covered, don't they?
I guess you're right. This is pretty good though. Wow, and all from a little thing on the bottom of the cup. So what is eggnog? I'm sorry, I distracted you.
Okay, that's all right. You kept talking about it. It's red again. I was going to offer you some Neosporin, but it's, the reason that they say it's called eggnog is it comes from the word noggin, which was a small wooden carved mug, and that was used to serve drinks at taverns.
Oh.
And so apparently they had this thing called a dry sack posset, which was the British part, to see how an egg drink. And it's an egg drink,
disgusting.
And then they put it in the noggin, and then that can make eggnog.
So it was egg a posset. It was a posset, but nobody wanted to drink anything called posset. So they renamed it eggnog because it was in a noggin.
Right.
Now, if
and then
you
also,
were to make
it's
it
sort
a,
of like.
Go ahead.
If you wanted grog in your noggin, it would be a grog nog, but then they just start calling it eggnog.
Now, grog is rum, but what do you traditionally put in eggnog if you want to make it an adult beverage?
You can't use rum, but most people use brandy.
Brandy or bourbon.
Bourbon?
Yeah.
Bourbon? I get my Tom and Jerry's and my nog mixed up.
Tom and Jerry is like a nog, isn't it?
It is. Well, there's so many delicious adult beverages. In fact, if you go to cocktailtimes.com.
Yeah.
cocktailtimes.com, check it out. They have a whole bunch of crazy Christmas cocktails, and the one that looks particularly delicious to me is the two turtle doves.
What's in a two turtle doves?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff. I actually have to go to that page now.
Well, I'll look it up while you keep talking
over the here.
Although I am being distracted by the royal ginger snap, the chestnut toddy, and the misty winter warmer.
Well, you know, there's so I don't even some of these, you know, you start to read them and it kind of makes me throw up in my mouth a little just because two alcohols together is kind of freaky to me. But there was another good one, the Carolers. There was like a Carolers cocktail that looks delicious.
Oh, wait a minute. I just emailed a recipe to somebody named Two Turtle Doves. I thought that was the search. Wait a minute. I just mailed that recipe to somebody. Here it is. Two Turtle Doves. Oh, you don't want to drink this.
But it looks pretty, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like a lemon drop with cream in it. But what it is 1.5 ounces of Smirnoff vodka, 1 ounce of coconut cream, 1 ounce of half and half, a 1/4 ounce of creme de cacao, and then you rim it with shaved white chocolate. So that's the rim, you know, like a margarita. Instead of the salt, though, you put shaved white chocolate.
It looks delicious.
Wow.
I'll bet it looks... You look ever so glamorous drinking that concoction with your pinky extended.
What are you drinking? Oh, two turtle doves. Ew. Did you blend them or? Ew.
Well, you know, if all of these mixed alcohols are too much, I prefer actually the holiday ales. Like every year Anchor Steam comes out. This is the 33rd year they've come out with their holiday ale.
Yes.
And it is just delicious. If you go to anchorbrewing.com, you get to, you know, see all about it. Of course, you can't taste it. But there are places all over America, at least, where you can go and taste these different holiday ales. Like there's one in Portland, I guess, actually this weekend. And then there's one at Keg Liquors in Clarksville, Indiana. And all of these different places have these nights where you can go taste all their holiday ales.
Oh,
Sierra Nevada
fun?
Brewing Company comes out with one.
Oh, that's so cool.
There's one that is a great name. Deschutes Brewery. Has Jubilee.
Jubilee. And if you can't ask for it, you can't have another. I like Jubilee.
Well, they're usually, I think this was a custom started in Belgium where they would come out with special beers during the holiday season.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Of course, Starbucks comes out with them. And I think as far as the fast food empire or the fast food world goes, the first one to really capitalize on the holiday beverages was McDonald's with the Shamrock Shake.
Oh, that's right. I used to serve those. That was on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
and then they did an eggnog shake.
They did?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, why don't they do it anymore?
Did they stop it? Well, did they still do the Shamrock Shake? Because that was disgusting.
No. You know, they were delicious if you had them right away. But one time I left a Shamrock Shake in my car.
They settle out.
And like a week later, I came back and it was seriously styrofoam. It was hard. Was disgusting.
You know, this might be a good time to do our Audible commercial.
You think? As long as we're talking about McDonald's? That sounds
yes.
great.
Yes. Audible.com is supporting this fine podcast. I think we don't have a special URL yet. We should have audible.com/munch, but we don't. So it's just audible.com/twit. But you can go there and get a free credit toward a free book. And we're going to recommend Don't Eat This Book, Fast Food and the Supersizing of America. It's that great guy, Morgan Spurlock, who ate nothing but McDonald's food. I don't know if he had any Shamrock Shakes.
He couldn't have because they've been out of, they haven't done them in a long time. He should have, though.
For 1 month, 3 meals a day, McDonald's. And he, like, his hair fell out. I mean, it was awful.
Well, but you know, there's things you can have at McDonald's that aren't terrible.
Right. No, he had to eat everything. Part of the deal was he had to have one of everything.
Oh.
At least. He gained 25 pounds. The thing is, and McDonald's points this out, it's not designed to eat 3 meals a day at it.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't do so well if you had 3 turkeys a day either.
Right. Although if you had 3 heads of broccoli a day, you'd probably be fine.
You know,
but then who would do that?
Who would do? Although I have been told, there's a new study that says it's true that an apple a day does keep the doctor away.
Well, they are quite high in fiber.
That's more than that. There's all sorts of good stuff in there. There's antioxidants. Apples. It turns out apple. You could live. Well, you couldn't live. See, you couldn't live on anything.
Exactly.
3 meals a day. It's variety.
Moderation in all things.
But Morgan, it's funny. It's a great. You know, if you saw the movie Supersize Me, you've got to read the book. Don't Eat This Book, Fast Foods and the Supersizing of America. If you're trying to get off the fast food, this will help you.
Exactly.
Oh boy, will this help you.
And if you're trying to get back on it, then this our Munchcast will help you.
This is actually very funny. You want to hear a little bit of this?
I have
the technology. I know you're trying to get back on track, but
no, that's okay.
This is part of the commercial.
To get people hooked as early as they could and to keep them as brand loyal slaves for the rest of their unnaturally shortened lives. Cigarettes were cool. Cigarettes were hip. Cigarettes were sexy. Smoking made you look like a cowboy or a movie starlet. And it worked. When my parents were young, everybody smoked. Doctors smoked, athletes smoked, pregnant women smoked.
It's true.
Their kids came out of the womb looking around the delivery room for an ashtray to ash their lucky strikes. Everyone smoked. The change began in 1964 when the first...
So he doesn't just cover... He's not just covering fast food. He's covering everything. He's covering...
Well, I think he's talking about how they made it all glamorous, and McDonald's has always been so glamorous. I can see the connection.
Oh, yeah, you bet. I know when I, you know, whenever I want a, you know, hot date, I'm going to take her to McDonald's. You bet.
Well, I mean, Carl's Jr. kind of did that because when Paris Hilton did the Carl's Jr. commercial, she made eating a hamburger all sexy.
Yeah, but you knew you weren't going to look like Paris Hilton if you ate that hamburger.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, back to the Shamrock Shake, Leo.
Shamrock Shake. By the way, thanks to Audible, audible.com/twit, if you want to get that book or any other of their 45,000 wonderful titles. Listening to audiobooks is so much fun. And this is a funny one. You're going to like it. Don't Eat This
thank
Book,
you,
Fast
Paul.
Food. Yes, thank you, Audible. Fast Food and the Supersizing America by Morgan Spurlock. Our book pick of the week. And thank you, Audible, for your support. Because she needs the money.
You know, I'm glad that you snuck that in because I have gotten a couple emails lately of people who've been listening to Munchcast while working out at the gym, and they were concerned that was somehow immoral.
No, it's okay.
So if you listen to Munchcast and you get Morgan Spurlock's book at audible.com, it's a nice balance.
People don't, you know, and I said this at the very beginning, people probably assume that you're a 10-ton Betty because of all this food stuff. Cammie is beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's got a great figure. You run. You've run marathons. You just, you know, you like to talk about food.
I actually have not run a marathon. But if you add up all the miles I have run, it probably equals at least 2.
What's the longest race you've run?
Half marathon.
Okay. That's like 10 more miles than I've ever run. So I'm not going to complain.
All right. Get back to the Shamrock Shake.
Shamrock Shake. Yes.
I feel that we need, as a netcast, we need to take this flag and run with it because we got to bring back the Shamrock Shake.
Bring
Here we are.
Bring back the Shamrock Shake.
It's 3 months before St. Patrick's Day. If we let McDonald's know that there are a lot of people who miss this delicious minty green sensation, maybe they'll bring it back.
Yes. And then we can move on to eggnog shakes.
Okay, but if you go to tiktok.org/shamrock, there's
kidding.
A whole online petition.
You're kidding.
TikTok.org.
Oh, TikTok.org.
/shamrock.
Shamrock. So we're not the first on this bandwagon.
No.
There's
untold thousands of people who are missing their shamrock shake every St. Patrick's Day.
That is a very green page.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. fill out the Mick form.
See?
Yeah. So
they need this.
They, you know, you go to the page, it says the history of the Sheikh, and there's nothing there.
Well, I mean, what do you want?
We don't know.
First score in 7 years ago. I mean, come on.
It was so green. I was embarrassed. And, you know, nobody orders them.
Why not?
I don't know. Nobody really wants a Shamrock Shake.
Yes, they do. They're delicious. They're minty. They're festive. And I just love things that are only available a certain time of year. It just makes them that much more delicious.
Wait a minute. Flash. Last year, there were a few McDonald's had Shamrock Shakes.
Well, they weren't in California. I'll give you that much.
Front Royal, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Ohio, the state of, they had Shamrock Shakes. So we don't know. Maybe 2007, that number will increase.
No, 2008 will be the next St.
Patrick's
Day. Oh,
this is 2007. So that would be next year. Too late for this year.
So people, bring back the Shamrock Shake. Sign up on the petition. Let them know that we need our frosty green Irish-themed concoction. And who knows? Maybe they'll bring it back. You know, I have this other problem where my son really likes blizzards at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, those are good.
Well, if you go to DairyQueen.com, they have a special little Christmas viral marketing thing as well. But they also have, during the month of November, pumpkin pie blizzards. And I've been seeing the commercials. We saw it online.
Now, after we talked about pumpkins last time, when you say that, all I could think of is the giving pumpkins to your dog. I haven't been able to enjoy pumpkin ever since, Cammie.
You know, I don't think it's even possible they would have actual pumpkin in the Dairy Queen.
Oh, okay, good.
Blizzard. No.
You're right. There's no pumpkin in it.
I mean, it's the color of pumpkin.
And they have probably a pumpkin pie spice.
Exactly.
No pumpkin itself.
But we went to the Dairy Queen, and I, you know, went made a special trip all the way to Ceremony Mall to the Dairy Queen / Orange Julius,
yeah.
And they did not have the pumpkin pie blizzard there because they didn't buy the special. When they were ordering for November, they thought nobody would want them. So that particular Dairy Queen didn't have them.
I think that's the fundamental problem with these holiday-themed shakes. People want chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. That's it.
Well, I think they are underestimating the palate of America because I think lots of people would have, you know, the Jack in the Box, they have pumpkin pie and eggnog shakes.
Do they really?
Yes. Jack knows.
So
the Dairy Queen.
I wanted you to know XP99 in our chat room has sent us to RecipeZaar, RecipeZaar.com. You know about that site?
Yes.
Item number 113457, copycat McDonald's Shamrock Shake.
Oh my God. I'm making it.
2 cups vanilla ice cream or soy ice cream, 1 1/4 cups low fat milk or soy milk, 1/4 teaspoon mint extract, 8 drops of food coloring, green, of course. And that's it. But you know
I
what?
Don't have
they have more
food
than
coloring. Could I just use cream de menthe?
Yeah, baby. Now we're talking. Now that's a milkshake.
Oh, thank God. Somebody has found it. I love it when people do that, when they devote their whole lives to recreating the recipe of something that's secret. I love that. Thank you.
I love it when people get drunk on beverages that are really meant to only be consumed a teaspoon at a time. Have you ever gotten drunk on creme de menthe?
No, it's just disgusting.
Not a good
idea. I feel like it's scope.
Yeah, not a good idea.
I have accidentally gotten tipsy, however, having hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps in it.
Ooh, that sounds good. I could use some of that right now.
It's
peppermint and chocolate, that's just a natural, isn't it?
It is. It's a good one.
Does anybody make a bacon liqueur?
No, but we need to come out with one.
Yeah.
I've not yet mentioned, but you know, there's not many beverages, particularly holiday beverages, that have bacon as an ingredient. Not many.
I don't think there are any.
You know, we should make a bacon shake.
A bacon shake would be so good.
I will tell you, I had a delicious breakfast item the other day, Leo, at Citizen Cake in San Francisco. They make bacon scallion scones.
Ooh.
It was delish.
Ooh. Now, is Citizen Cake related to Citizen Cupcake?
Yes, it's the parent of Citizen Cupcake.
Isn't it funny that there is a Citizen Cake and a Citizen Cupcake?
Well, because Citizen Cake sells cakes and Citizen Cupcake sells cupcakes, and it's much smaller.
That would make sense.
Okay.
This is why we go to the food expert, Cammie Blackstone.
Well, if you go, you know, Elizabeth Faulkner, who's the chef at Citizen Cake, is world famous because she does deconstructive desserts. You should go to her website, Citizen Cake, and see all the crazy things she makes.
Really?
She's fantastic. She's an artiste. She does things with chocolate you wouldn't even think possible.
Cammie, you know, I thought at first, oh, wait a minute, now I have to enter a site that's making all sorts of noise. Stop it. Stop. I hate it when sites make a lot of noise.
I know.
I thought that maybe this whole food thing might just be like, you know, a put on, that you weren't really all into this stuff, but you really are, aren't you?
Of course. I've given up all the other vices.
This is your vice. And not such a bad vice.
No.
Good. Now, it's good for you.
If you're ready, because I know you're going to Elizabeth Faulkner Citizen Cake.
I'm
going to
stop looking at Elizabeth and start looking at you.
Okay. The epitome of all holiday beverages. I mean, I know we kind of thought that Starbucks had, you know, had it taken care of.
Yeah.
And I know that Dairy Queen has a pumpkin pie blizzard. Now they've got the Joy, the Blizzard Lady or whatever. But really, Jones Soda. Jones Soda is so unbelievable with their holiday beverages. They started a few years ago. I think you might remember this when they came out with their Thanksgiving line. And it had like gravy soda, cranberry soda.
Yeah.
Well, last year they came out with a Christmas pack and it had ham. And then they came out with again this year. It's ham soda, Christmas tree soda, eggnog, and sugar plum.
Do you think anybody drinks that? Or you just put it like the box under the tree and then put it away?
You know, I have tried it.
What does ham soda taste like?
I've not had the ham. I had the turkey one. I will tell you, you know, it's not heinous. However, it's not quenchy. Like, it's like if you're like, woo, boy, what a workout. I'm thirsty. I sure could use a soda. You're not going to crack open a turkey soda.
No, it's good for your electrolytes, but not. It probably doesn't quench your thirst.
No, but now this year they have the Hanukkah pack, and it comes in a 4-pack of sodas, and it's jelly donut, applesauce, latke, and chocolate coins.
Wait a minute. Let me look. Okay, jelly donut would be okay. Chocolate coins, of course, would be great.
Applesauce would be all right.
But what the hell's a latke taste? Latke. That's a potato pancake. I mean, what would that taste like? Potato soda?
Well, they have the potato soda with the Thanksgiving pack also.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, they're probably just relabeling the Thanksgiving pack.
Well, Jones Soda, not only do they do the holiday packs and all the other amazing flavors, but you can get personalized soda. If you go to jonessoda.com, I mean, what a great, you know, like sweet 16 birthday party sort of thing. Give everybody a soda with your picture on it when you turn 16 or, you know, something like that. It's cute.
Wow. Jones Soda. That's brilliant. They're brilliant marketing.
I know. Now, Baskin Robbins also does great stuff for the holidays. Of course, they, you know, they do like an eggnog ice cream. They
Wait,
do
a but before
candy.
You get there.
Yeah.
We have another commercial.
Okay.
It's the shortest show with, we got so many commercials, but everybody loves Munchcast.
All right, go ahead. So what are we doing this commercial for? Oh, Khajiit.
You know about Khajiit?
I know. Isn't this a kid's cell phone?
Yeah.
Thing?
This is something that I
need this.
Yeah. Henry and Lewis could really use this. Khajiit is it's KAJEET.com, by the way. It's the easy, affordable cell phone for kids. So now, by the way, I gave Henry a cell phone for kids and he knew it was a cell phone for kids. He promptly lost it because he didn't want to be seen carrying a cell phone for kids. You don't have that problem. With Khajiit. These are real phones. In fact, these are phones. I would like one of these phones from LG, from Samsung and Sanyo. And they're beautiful phones. They sell them at Target. But here's the deal. You control it. As the parent, you control it. They have tools online for managing budget and usage. You could set the usage times. So you could say, you know, he can't use it during school hours, but he can use it as soon as school is out. At 2:50, the phone turns itself on.
And they have a princess model?
They have a pink model you might like.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at that. I see the pink one.
Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
And you can absolutely control everything the kids can do. Nowadays, I think even kids 8 and 9 and 10 and even younger can use a cell phone because they're never stranded. You can always find out where they are. It's for the parents, really. Mm-hmm. So as long as you can control what they do, and you know they can buy ringtones, they can buy, but you tell them what they can buy, what they can't buy. It is a full-featured phone. They're not missing out on anything, but you control it. Pay as you go, too. So that's nice. You buy the phone now if you don't need it till later, whatever. No long-term contract. You use it as you want. You'll find Khajiit in your local Target store, or you can go to the website and read all about it. KAJEET Kajit.com. Kajit.
You know, I know a couple of stockings that may be stuffed with those this year.
So your kids don't have a cell phone yet?
No, not yet.
And they want them?
They do.
They totally want them.
But mostly so that they can call me from downstairs and ask me to bring them a snack.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know, it's really for the parents, because all the time Henry's out, we don't know where he is, but we can always call him. And we have a very hard and fast rule. You must have your cell phone with you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I don't know what our parents did before. They were just, well, he'll get home when he get home. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he's doing.
They had mother's intuition back then.
Well, we don't have that anymore. So now we have Kajit.
Yeah. Thank God for Kajit.
We thank God for Kajit. We thank them for their support too. K-A-J-E-E-T.
All right. Now, can I talk about Baskin-Robbins?
Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors. Do they have... See, many of our listeners don't know what that is.
Oh, Baskin-Robbins is an ice cream parlor that started out at 31 flavors. Now, they, you know, they rotate them in and out. But I'm sure... I mean, almost every ice cream place will do now some sort of holiday-themed flavor.
Oh, but like, you know what? Baskin-Robbins goes way over the top. Remember the Shrek ice cream? It had boogers in it.
You just gave me a cavity.
Globby little boogers in it. Okay, so what do they got for the holidays?
Well, you know, they have their traditional holiday flavors, the candy cane, the eggnog. But what's great is on their website, they have some holiday recipes where you can make your own sort of variations. Like they have the Aunt Betsy's Hot Toddy, which is three cups of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, freshly brewed.
Okay.
Four scoops of Baskin-Robbins rum raisin ice cream. And then you just mix those together. Doesn't that sound delish?
That sounds really good.
And then, of course, you add a little bit of adult beverage if you like, but the rum raisin gives it that
flavor.
Who
needs it? You taste like it. That's right.
Yes. And then they make their own eggnog, where you use a quart of Baskin-Robbins eggnog ice cream and then a pint of milk, and then you just blend them together. So
that's really
cold.
That's your own eggnog shake there. If they made Shamrock ice cream, you'd be set.
You are so right. But you know what they do? And I didn't get one this Thanksgiving, but I have done it before. They make a ice cream cake that's in the shape of a giant stuffed bird. It is the most hilarious thing, because you bring it on the table.
Stand up?
Drumsticks. No, it just looks like a turkey that you present on a platter with the legs coming out.
Oh,
it has those little paper feet, little poo-poo.
Oh, that's so funny.
I know. They're fantastic. So Baskin-Robbins, anyway, they've got a whole bunch of recipes and the delicious flavors. My favorite ice cream flavor, though, that makes a great milkshake is they have at Mitchell's Ice Cream in San Francisco. It's Mexican chocolate. So it's chocolate with cinnamon.
I love Mexican chocolate. I get a Mexican mocha down the street. It's really good.
And it's very festive and holiday-like, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, in a way, it is because of the cinnamon, because of that spice.
Chocolate and cinnamon together. And normally on during the month of December, I go on my 5C diet, which it's not anything intentional. It just ends up that all I really eat starts with a C. So I have cheese, cocktails, candy, chocolate, cookies, and there you go. There's five.
Good Lord.
Doesn't it end up that you eat nothing but cookies and cheese and chocolate and cocktails? Sometimes champagne.
Oh,
everything
my God.
I eat starts with a C during the month of December.
I never thought of that.
It's horrible.
Wow. That's
and
so
since
true.
I don't eat fruitcake, I don't have to count that.
I love fruitcake. Now, we should do a whole episode on fruitcake, except nobody would listen to it. They just pass it around for years.
I wonder if Jones Soda if Jones Soda makes a fruitcake soda. They should.
See, everybody's got that's you got the whole thing about fruitcake. Like, I'm not going to go near it. I'm not going to touch it. Why? Fruitcake's delicious.
I think it's just too, the colors are too scary.
It is. It's that, citron. Nobody likes the green, whatever that is. Is it candied fruit?
Yeah, they will
fruit?
Eat Shrek ice cream.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
Go figure.
There's a Texas fruitcake company. We used to get these when I was doing TV. I guess we had a lot of fans in Texas. They would send us this fruitcake. I can't remember the name of it. It was the best. And you know, it never goes bad. Maybe that's the other reason people are scared of fruitcake.
Well, don't you like sort of somehow preserve it in booze?
Yeah, it's basically soaked in booze.
Yeah, so that's good forever.
It can never go bad.
Well, you know what? Let's save all the fruitcake knowledge.
Should we do a fruitcake episode?
We'll do a fruitcake one next week. What do you say?
Deal.
So you know what? Everyone who's listening, all the Munchcast listeners out there, and by the way, we do have more than one because my email box was overwhelmed with Munchcast aficionados after last week.
Cool Dude's not the only one?
Will Cool. No,
Will
there's,
Cool?
I would say hundreds. Of
hundreds of listeners.
Hundreds.
Oh, boy. Kajit's going to be happy about that.
if you have some fruitcake knowledge you'd like to share, definitely send it over to us at Munchcast, and then we'll include it on our next Munchcast, which will be the fruitcake episode.
Calling and all now- fruitcake recipes. Best fruitcake, worst fruitcake, densest fruitcake, bounciest fruitcake. Email cammy@munchcast.com.
Thank you. And I have to go because my children are breaking down the door. They evidently want parenting. If I had a Khajiit phone, then they could just call me.
See? You need a Khajiit. Thank you, Cammy.
All right.
We'll see you next week. And thank you, everybody. It's been a fun time. Happy holidays from Munchcast.